Chapter 11. I am given bad news. A few things were worrying me, though. One night, I received another letter from Mr. Micawber. This was an invitation to an area of London where he was living as Mr. Mortimer. I was not pleased by his news.
"Ah, my dear Copperfield," he said, "come in. I have something to tell you. My troubles are over."
"I'm happy for you," I said. "Why is that?"
"We're going to Canterbury," Mrs. Micawber said.
"Oh, yes," I said with interest. "What are you going to do there, Mr. Micawber?"
"Mr. Heap has work for me," said Mr. Micawber proudly.
"Heap," I said. "Uriah?"
"Yes," he said. He smiled happily. "It's a good job. If I do the job well, one day perhaps I'll be a lawyer too."
I went home and thought about this news. It was a surprise, and I was frightened for Mr. Micawber. My fear was that Uriah was going to use and hurt him. I had a surprise the next day, too. When I arrived home from Mr. Spenlow's office, my aunt was sitting in my room.
"Hello, Aunt Betsy," I said. "This is a nice surprise. But why have you come to London? I thought that you didn't like London."
"I don't," she agreed. She was sitting on her box, and she looked very uncomfortable.
"What's wrong, Aunt?" I asked.
"David," my aunt said, "I'm a very stupid old woman."
"Why?"
I asked, helping her to a chair.
"I've lost all my money," she said. "I've got nothing at all. Can I stay here with you?"
"Yes, of course," I said quickly. I was very surprised and sad for her. I'm afraid that I also felt very sorry for myself.
"Please do."
We ate together, and then my aunt went to bed. Later, I went to bed too, but I could not sleep. I was a poor man now. Could a poor man marry Dora? How could I ask Dora's father for his permission to marry her? But Dora was good and kind, and I was going to be a lawyer one day. Perhaps Dora was prepared to wait. I needed a job to earn the money for my studies. Next morning, I went to Mr. Spenlow.
"My aunt has lost all her money," I told him. "She's poor now, and I am too. I can't study with you. Can you please give my aunt some of her £1,000 back?"